For those who were here yesterday, they'll tell you I established a slightly new practice for myself to spare my recruits. Set a timer and keep my phone in my hand. And when I'm done, the Lord tells me it's time to wrap it up. This morning's gospel, we hear of the sheep and the goats. We hear of the day of judgment. And in the Orthodox Church today, I tell you plain and clearly, today is the day of judgment. Today you have gathered yourselves before the throne of Christ, which is immediately behind the altar. Today you have gathered yourselves to be judged. We do this every year. We do this just before we enter into Lent, because there is a great and wondrous spiritual benefit to the contemplation of, to the remembrance of, our own death. We are here for a purpose. We were brought into being for a purpose. And the simple question on the day of judgment is, are you prepared for that purpose? You were made, molded, and fashioned in order to fully receive the Holy Spirit, in order to come into full unity with the one living God. But on this day, I ask you very clearly, is your heart really ready to receive the fullness of the living God? When we hear this gospel reading in this parable, in this reading we hear the sheep who have fed Christ, have nurtured him, have given him water when he was thirsty, have clothed him or visited him in prison. And we all know, in one sense, that this gospel means or is talking about our brothers and sisters. But it also talks about something deeper. There is something inside of you that unless you connect with that, you won't have that love for your brethren that the sheep do. Because notice that the sheep have no idea that they have fed, nurtured, or cared for Christ. Not in the least. They are too focused on the times they failed to feed him. The more inner meaning here, the deeper meaning in this parable that comes alongside the first one, is the question of, have you fed the inner man or woman inside of you? Christ has established and imbued each and every one of you with a particular aspect of his personhood, with a particular aspect of his image. C.S. Lewis, though not Orthodox, has a wonderful statement where he said that God would not allow you to come into being unless there was some aspect of his image that you uniquely portray. We are each a component part of the image of Christ. So when I ask you, are you ready to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the full presence of the kingdom? Have you fed that image and likeness of the Lord inside of you? Have you given it water? Have you visited it in the prison of your passions? Have you come to clothe it with the glory of the virtues? Have you fed and nurtured the inner man and woman in the center of your heart? More often than not, when we come to this place on the day of judgment and we honestly address ourselves with the question, have I done all that I could to visit the man or woman inside of me that the Lord has grown and nurtured? Have I done all that I could to visit that person? The answer is no. Not in the least. At some point in my life, I have tasted the presence of God. At some point in my life, I have known that He is with me. And if I don't feel that all the time, then I know I have come short of visiting the inner man or woman inside of me. And on this day, I ask you from now until communion, continue to go through that inward search and that inward struggle. If this is the day of judgment, then when you come forward before the Lord, I beg you, do not come forward in self-justification. Do not come forward saying, Lord, I've done everything. I followed all your laws, like the young teacher. Instead, find everywhere where you have fallen short. In the words of Elder Sofroni, go to the very brink of the abyss. Also in the words of Elder Sofroni, if you get to the brink of the abyss and you can't take it anymore, don't go have a cup of tea. That's what he said to do. But let yourself come back a little bit. But as much as you can bear between now and communion, find everywhere where you have fallen short. Because I will also give you the glorious news of today. The glorious news is that God is not here to condemn you. If you pay attention to the passages that speak of our salvation, the Lord says to each and every human being, I have a place and a room prepared for you from the foundation of the world. When he speaks of judgment, he speaks of the lake of fire prepared for the devil and his angels. He did not prepare a place to condemn you in. He did not prepare a place in which to throw away you as an image and likeness of himself. If you choose that, fine. But what he did prepare was a room for you in his heavenly kingdom where he wants to pour his spirit into. And the only thing asked of you is to come forward in self-judgment. Because he will not judge twice. If you have already judged yourself, then all he needs to do is to pour in his healing. All he needs to do is to pour in his love. All he needs to do is to pour in his Holy Spirit and open your eyes to see the kingdom of heaven which is present, which is here, and which surrounds you. So on this day, as you prepare for Lent, as you prepare, nice timing, as you prepare for a 6.5-week journey in doing this very thing, take one liturgy to prepare for it. One liturgy to live it out in its full experience. For any of you who reached the cup today with tears in your eyes, God bless you. You have reached the pinnacle of our journey. We will condemn ourselves not with fear. We will condemn ourselves not with self-hatred. But we will condemn ourselves in all of our shortcomings with hope. And the full knowledge that we will come one day to taste of the glorious presence of God and his heavenly kingdom. That we will hear, well done, my faithful servant. Today I have begotten you. As I said, I ask that each of you from this point until the Eucharist find everywhere you've fallen short. Offer it up to the Lord. If you become so single-mindedly focused on all of those places where you have not visited Christ in yourself or in those around you, God bless you. And then each and every one of you, and I do not care whether you prepared, come forward and receive the body and blood of Christ. Come forward and be strengthened for your Lenten journey. Come forward and be strengthened for this last week of preparation, so that when we come to the day of forgiveness next Sunday, you will be ready to launch into your Lenten journey with full strength, with full hope in the glorious presence of Christ that comes at Pascha. May the Lord our God, through all of his saints, bless us each to endeavor this journey with hope and with love for the Lord. These things we pray in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.